Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Beta Escape Podcast. This is a special Shits and Giggles edition. I invite my guest on, and we shoot the shit, and we giggle about all the stuff we talk about. And in today's episode, I am joined by a very popular Beta in the Beta community. His name is Popper Nate. He is a Beta bro into poppers, pits, pubes, and pups. He is part of the pup community, and we play a really fun game of Gunnergon here, and we talk about all kinds of shit in this episode. So thanks again for coming back to this episode. I really hope you enjoy it. Go follow Popper Nate and all his socials. Really sexy stuff. And as always, I hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for listening.
I don't know the last time I've actually shaved. Like,
I feel like if you did, you'll have like stuff. Like, I don't know.
I did the lowest guard, and this is the lowest I've been in probably like, I don't know, 10 years just to try something different.
What, the mustache or the shave?
The like with? The mustache stubble combo, which, you know, obviously the trendiest people are doing.
Yeah, now you tell her. Well, I like your mustache because yours is like longer here. Does it grow over your lip?
It does, yeah.
Oh, that's why. Maybe I should let it grow over my lip, right?
Yeah, just for that kind of bushier.
Yeah, because I feel like I keep it trim above my lip, and I'm just like, oh, it looks too neat. Like I want it to be shaggier that way.
I used to trim above my lip line as well, and then every time I did it, I was just like, oh, I don't like the way this looks, so I just let it go.
I don't know, it looks more cool when it's like fully grown.
It depends on the vibe you want to go for. You got that kind of like 70s porn star stash, though.
Who, me or you?
Yeah, you.
I feel like we both do.
Different ends of the 70s.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think I recorded a podcast and on video, and I have like the handlebar mustache.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. And then I was like, oh, it's too thin. Like it was like too skinny right here. Like I wanted I wanted it to be more thickums.
More oomph.
Yeah, more oomph. Well, what's up? How's it going? Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for asking me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I just, it's just an opportunity to just like shoot the shit and talk about all the cool Beta things that we enjoy and love.
I do love debate.
How have you been since the Beta off? How's the reception been? How's everyone?
It's been a good year. Like I was initially very shocked when I was asked to do it. You know, I was just like, you want me to do the Beta off? Like I was kind of surprised that I was asked to do it. But like when I was recording it, I had a great time recording it, and like a few months after it like was premiered. Like I think I went up into Chicago and somebody recognized me. They're like, "Hey, you're Popper Nate from the Beta off." And I was like, "Oh, I'm recognized in a big city. Like, oh my goodness! Like I was not expecting that."
Nice.
It's been fun. Yeah.
Yeah, where are you getting recognized in these spaces? Like Beta off parties?
No, it was just like it was in Cell Block in Chicago. So just like a gay bar with like it had a dark room in the back, and I forget if it was in the dark room or if it was in the bar part. But
wait, are you from Chicago?
No, I'm from St. Louis. So I was up for, I think it was a Leather Run or IML or one of those two things. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
I've never been to Chicago. I've always wanted to go to Chicago.
It's a fun city. Yeah, it's good to visit every like two or three times a year.
Do you like living in Missouri?
I don't like living in Missouri. I do like living in St. Louis.
Wait, isn't St. Louis in Missouri?
It is, but the state itself state itself is not very great. Like
Oh.
it's a very conservative state, so it kind of it's got
Wait.
two liberal cities on each side, Kansas City and St. Louis. On the they're as far as possible on the opposite side of the states as you can get because they both want to get out of the state.
Oh, gotcha.
But no, like it's the city itself is great. Like St. Louis is very liberal. It's like a medium big size city, so there's you can pretty much do whatever you want here, but
Yeah.
the
Have you
state of
been
Missouri.
there? How long have you been in St. Louis?
I've was born and raised here, and then I left and went up to Iowa for school. And then I came back down and moved back down, I think 10 years. This will be my 10th year back. So I've been back in St. Louis for 10 years now. So
What's the scene like there?
it's like in terms of like baiting scene, I'm not sure it's that strong of a scene. I know there's a few people that do like bait clubs in their houses, like in their basements.
Oh.
I've been invited to a few, but I've just never, it's just never worked, or it's always like at a weird time when I can't go, or I don't know the person that well. So I'm just like, well, let me know, let me like get to know you a little bit more before I.
I imagine like these like really like suburban homes in like St. Louis with like these really beautiful basements.
Yeah. I mean, it's in one of the
Like
suburbs. So it's like, I've never like,
The ones with like the step down to the basement, but it's all carpeted.
It might be a nice basement. I don't know. I should probably check it out sometime just to.
Know. That's where like my mind goes to. I don't know. It's just I'm always fascinated with like smaller. Well, I guess Missouri is not the St. Louis isn't that small of a city. What's the population in St. Louis?
The metro area is about like 1-2 million, I
Okay,
think.
cool. Well, what's the gay scene like in St. Louis?
It's pretty vibrant. It's we've got, multiple gay bars. We've like
Nice.
got lots of drag, got lots of like each gay bar kind of has a different like kind of vibe to it, so you can kind of pick and choose where you want to go, like the type of people you want to be around.
Do you know the
They
drag queen Crystal Method?
Oh, she was on Drag Race, right?
Yeah, I think she's from Missouri. I
Yeah,
think she's
she's
from
from
Missouri.
Springfield, Missouri, which is like kind
Okay.
of way. It's kind of down
Oh,
south.
okay.
So
I don't
yeah.
know if they were that close. I was just watching her on like the pit stop and I was just fascinated with her drag. She's so scary. Like she's
Yeah,
like cool, scary, but I'm like I keep rewatching it because I'm obsessed with her face. She's like a
I
giant clown. It's
yeah,
bizarre.
I enjoyed watching her on her season. I still
Yeah,
try
that's it.
to.
Yeah, I thought she was cool. I mean, drag
Yeah.
queens are cool.
Yeah. So far, no drag race queen from St. Louis itself. Maybe one day. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. It's all, it's all working. I feel like it's not going anywhere. I feel like drag is gonna like stick around for a while.
Yeah.
But you know what is up and coming? Baiters.
Yes, we are.
I feel like we're arriving onto the scene. Like, bitch, we's here. We's been here. And
It's been, especially in the past like year and like the last maybe 6 to 3 months, it seems like everyone's, the meme of gooning has like exploded, and it's like everyone's gooning this, everyone's gooning that, and
yeah.
I'm of two minds. I'm of two minds. One is like, okay, I'm a little tired of the meme. But on the other hand, I'm just like, it's like, oh, it's kind of cool that like you're like scrolling through like Instagram and there's some like reel that has like millions of views where they're talking about baiting and gooning, and I'm just like,
Yeah, I
people
feel
know
like, yeah, even
this
like even
now.
in
The streets
social
know about this
media,
now.
yeah, like even in social media, I'm always just like, oh, everyone's just like making like masturbation content as much as it can. I feel like TikTok polices all that shit, though. Like it can't be too hypersexual. Like I remember I've dropped shit on TikTok and it's like it won't get any views. Right, TikTok. So then I
Can't be
yeah, so
sexy
then
in TikTok.
no, you can't. Like you can't talk about anything about sex. Well, you can, but then you have to like fight it. It's weird. Anyway, like I uploaded like I do the clip for these shows and I just upload it like I was talking about, I forgot if this is about penis jerking it out and it got no views. And then I posted something else and it got like a bunch of views. It was weird. Like the algorithm recognizes when you're being naughty.
and then blocks you, hides you.
It's so dumb. Like all this week, I was just like, do I really hate social media? Like I've been like back and forth with it. I don't know, because I get so frustrated with like, what is this proving? Like, what is this all to say? Like, it's so silly. Like, we're just constantly trying to like one up each other. And I'm like, it's so dumb. But then I'm just like, no, because then like I use social media for like shit like this, like, you know, building community and like having a voice. So that part's cool, but like
Yeah.
the
It's
other
definitely
shit,
more
like,
fun. It's definitely more enjoyable when you like just have fun with it and don't take it like super seriously or
yeah, no, for sure. Sorry, I'm a boba today. I've just been really off this week. Do you ever feel that in your life? Like you're just like, why is like nothing really jiving? Like my energy is off. Like,
Oh, yeah. It's you're just like, can I just like have a break? Can I just like
and you
Can
know,
I just pause everything?
yeah, and it's not Mercury retrograde because that's like not real. Like I was watching this documentary and like completely disproved it, and I was like, oh, you mean my life is just shit? Like
Oh,
that's
I have to
nothing.
blame myself now.
Yeah, it's like I had nothing to do with the planets. I'm just like, oh, my life is just terrible. I've just made the most shittiest choices ever. Ah, that shit's funny. Well, how's the bait been lately? You good? I love your social media, by the way. You can follow Popper Nate at Popper Nate.
Renee, yeah, consistent
That's
branding.
cool. No, I like that. I like that too because it's so unique. Also, mine too. Like every time I use BC Beater, I'm just like, I always get it. Like whatever account I want, and I'm just like, because it's like n new and unique. But anyway, yeah, like you have a lot of like cool content where you're just like gooning it out on your penis.
I just try to like sometimes I just like turn the camera on and just like let it go and just kind of like and then edit it down to, you know, the best parts. And sometimes I'm like talking to the camera like we're like bro on bro, kind of like talking through it like you're in the room.
Yeah.
So like I like to do stuff that like I would want to see or be included in, or you know, like what would people actually want to bait with? And everyone wants that kind of one-on-one or one-on-three connection or whatever.
Well,
So
'cause I feel like it's like the hottest content. Like I'm so over like this highly produced, like beautiful looking shit. Like I wanna see some like hidden cam anonymous shit.
I love it. I love like hidden or like caught camera footage. Like I used to like go on Pornhub and just like browse the like the caught category,
Yeah, like I just come to a
like
place where like just
or public
today,
or something.
yeah, exactly. Like even today or yesterday, like I was like scrolling through porn and I was like so bored with everything that I was watching. Do you ever get to that? You're just like, I've seen this, I've gotten off to this, what's next? And you're trying to find that like unique clip or video that's really gonna like inspire you to like get really pervy, and you're just like, this is brand new to me.
After a while, the produced stuff just like it all blends together.
It all looks
Like,
the same, right?
yeah.
Yeah, I think people appreciate like just kind of like put on your cell phone and just like masturbate. Like, no, it doesn't have to be like this big thing. I think I did that in the beginning because I was just, like trying to show off, and then I just got really lazy and I was like, what is this even worth? Like, I think I just got really like defeated, or just like not defeated, but I was just like over it. Like, I was just like, okay, well,
Like
whatever.
I think it feeds into people's voyeurism where it's like, oh, I'm like watching them in their like private moment because you know we're kind of conditioned to think of like masturbating as very like private, like you know grew up like doing it you know all by yourself or like secretive or something, so then you can like spy on somebody almost like a window into their life. I think people like that.
I like that a lot, but I also like in porn, like I always notice little things that get me off. Like I love looking at like the bottom's face, nothing else. Like when he's getting penetrated, you just like that pleasure and like what he's looking at. If you watch his eyes, he's looking at the guy, and like you can start to figure out like where he's looking. That gets me off. Also, too, like when it's like really like hyper masculine men, but they're like rub each other like really gently to like, I don't know.
Oh,
Like
that's cute.
it's always like these like off moments where I'm just like, oh, that's really sexy to me because it's like unexpected. I don't know. Maybe it's like things that I'm like lacking in my own life, where it's just like, fuck, I need attention. Like, I need physical touch. My
So
fucking
there's,
style.
I do that too, but sometimes I don't notice in the moment. There's something that I was like, I had like a porn playing on a screen behind me when I was making a video, and then like I came and like the bottom was still getting fucked, but like he was very clearly not enjoying it, and like his face was just all scrunched up, and like so I came and then like I kind of looked over and I was just like laughing at myself because I was just like, oh God, he is not enjoying this. And I just start laughing.
Did you feel bad? You're like, oh, I'm getting off on this guy not having the
I
best
did.
sex
I
of his
felt bad.
life.
I was like, oh God, like he's not, that poor guy's not, that poor twink is not enjoying himself. I feel so bad.
Was probably some gay for pay that was just like, okay, guy, our other bottom called out. You gotta take it for the team.
Maybe.
Imagine showing up in the set and be like, I am not prepared for this shit. Y'all need to buy me a douche or something because it ain't gonna be pretty. I feel like I could
That's
never
definitely hard
bottom.
to understudy for.
Like, I want to bottom so bad, but I can't. I can't. Like, I'm too lazy. And also, too, I don't know my stomach well enough to be like, bitch, plus I eat like garbage. So it's like, what am I
I'm
doing myself?
lazy, and I can count on maybe like two hands the number of times I've bottomed in my life, because when I do, it like hurts the inside of my stomach.
Yeah, like it makes you feel sick, right?
That's like somebody like punching
Dude.
my belly button really hard.
We're such tops. Tops, whatever. Like, I just feel like I've gotten, and I feel like I've made a promise. Well, and I didn't even mean promise myself, but I was like, oh, 2024 is going to be like the year of the butt. Like, I'm going to get my shit together. Like, I bought like two bottles of like psyllium husk because I was like, oh, I'm going to like really like too serious. Have I took in the pills? No. And then also too, I bought myself like a beginner butt plug set where it's like the big one, the small one, the medium, like, Have I used it? No.
I mean, that could be fun too. I've baited with butt plugs before. They're fun. They're definitely easy to start with, but having a butt plug inside is not the same as getting fucked.
No, because the butt plug just sits there.
That's fine. Then you can kind of like wiggle around on it
You,
and
but you
.
have, yeah, you have control over it. Whereas the top, you just basically submit it to this like person that's essentially going to do whatever the fuck he wants with your butthole. Which I don't mind because I feel like being in that space, I'm good at it. Although, no, that's a lie. I mean, the times that I have been fucked have been fine. Like, it's just mostly been like experimental, where it's like, can I try this one thing? And then it like lasts for like 10 minutes. I feel like the longest I've ever bottomed has been like 10 minutes and I'm over it.
I don't even know if I've ever lasted 10 minutes when I've been.
That's how I like to bottom, like a roller coaster. You just kind of go on for the ride and the last couple minutes and then you're off. And you're just like, woo, done that. We're
Okay, it's
good.
all right. We're good. We're good. We did it. We did it for this
But
decade. Let's move on.
you're also into pup play. Do you talk at all, still talk to Betamite?
Every so often I do. We chat every so often.
Nice.
He was he was the full pup for the beta off. So I think I did pup for one challenge. I find it hard to do pup for baiting because it's like it's hard to like goon and see my like face in a pup hood. So like in very
Oh.
specific times I do. Actually, funny story, I got into pup play because of baiting and gooning. Like I would be in like Zoom rooms or on Skype calls with people, and like they would start like monkey baiting, like just getting like very animalistic and drooling and just kind of, losing control. And so I got into that for a while. And then like I had known of pup play and I kn knew a few pups before that. And then I was like, well, wait a minute. It connected. I was like, if I can like make a fool of myself and act like a monkey on camera and drool on myself, like why can't I wear a pup hood and drool on myself like a dog that also drools? And then I just kind of like backed into pup play through gooning. And then the pandemic happened and everyone's like, well, now's the time to do stuff, that we've always wanted to do. So bought a hood and then, came out a few months later as a as a pup to some bars, and the rest is history.
Oh, that's cool. Did you have like a big coming out party as a pup?
No, I mean, I like, posted some pictures on Instagram of my new hood, and started doing some more pictures with my hood, and went to a few moshes, and
What's a mosh?
it's when like a bunch of pups get together. They like put down kind of mats on a floor, and they just kind of, best way to describe it is like you just kind of like rough house with each other, like how, like if you think of like pups like put together in like a little playpen, they just kind of like kind of jump on each other, and
Yeah. Oh, did you guys just like roll around on the floor together?
yeah.
That's
A
cool.
little bit of roughhouse, a little bit of like wrestling, a little bit of like jumping on top of each other, or pushing each other, or
I
some
want to go
pups
to
like
a mosh.
to play. It's fun.
Is it sexual in nature?
Not it well it depends on where it's located. Like usually they have them in bars, and those are just like very social, like you're fully clothed, you're not sexual at all.
Yeah.
You can have private moshes where you're moshing in private at somebody's house or a dungeon or a sex club or somewhere, and then that the wrestling could turn sexual if you're
And everyone's naked. It's a naked mosh party.
yes. I've
That's
never been to a
fun.
naked mosh party, but I've just been
You
one
should
at bar.
start. You should start one.
Maybe I should.
Nate's naked nude mosh party.
I
That's
like
cool,
it.
dude. I like it too. I feel like I wanted to get more into pup play. I did it by a hood, but I have yet to like wear it to like an event. I don't know where all these pup plays happen because I'm in Los Angeles. So I don't, I mean, I'm sure there is.
Oh, you just type Los Angeles pup party or pup night or
Yeah,
something.
right. Maybe I could probably find that on Meetup.
I would check Facebook or Twitter first.
Not on Facebook. I hate Facebook. Facebook
Oh.
is no.
Or just any
Probably just
the
like
love bar,
Twitter
the eagle,
on
like
X.
LA has an eagle, right?
Yeah, they do. We do. Yeah. Yeah,
Or
I feel like
whatever
they
other.
would. Yeah, I definitely feel like Eagle would probably know or probably host some kind of something.
Any of the LA bars that are more leather focused would absolutely have a pup night, probably at
Yeah,
least once a month, maybe.
you're probably right.
And you can go and just watch. Pups like to be watched.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's cool.
especially if they're going to a mosh at a bar, like they definitely don't mind being watched, probably.
Well, that's true. Everyone's kind of like hanging around, like watching
Yeah.
a bunch of pups play. I don't know, but then I want people to like masturbating. I want people to like watch and like, I don't know. It just seems really sexual to me. Like I can't, because I just feel like if you're like rubbing up against each other, you're like jumping on each other, like inevitably someone's gonna get a boner. Because you're just like, it's like
It
pup. Because you begin to like give people like pups in heat, right? Until like,
yeah,
no. Yeah.
it can definitely be. I mean, there are. Every pup gets into pup for very different reasons. So, like, obviously, I just said that my pup journey kind of came a little bit on the sexual side. Some
Yeah.
pups just, they're just, they don't, they put on their hood and they don't want to have sex or do anything. They just want to be kind of like in pup
Wait,
headspace for a while.
are you a part of a pack?
I'm not, no.
All right.
That's also like depends on
The
what
person.
the pup wants to do. Yeah. No, I'm
Oh.
just a lone wolf, I guess you could say.
Ooh, I like that. I like being called a wolf rather than like a bear. I feel like I'm not yet a bear, not yet an otter.
Yeah, that's like
Yeah,
that gay like taxonomy is like, are you an otter? Are you a cub? Are you a bear? And then like a wolf is like a
it's like an
sexy,
elk.
aggressive daddy.
Yeah,
Like instead of a wolf is like aggressive daddy type.
like an elder, kind of like young, elder but young, like mid-40s,
Yeah, assertive. He'll watch out for you.
assertive, confident, yeah, protector. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's hot. Isn't that so bizarre that we like gay people, we like give each other like animal like personas? Like, why do we do that to each other?
I don't know. That sounds like that could be somebody's dissertation, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, we come up with the dumbest shit. Like, just, you know. gay boys. We're an interesting bunch of people. Do you feel like you've always been a baiter? Have you always like enjoyed masturbating?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was definitely always doing it and probably doing it. I mean, I had internet in my room as a teenager, so like.
Oh shit, dude, you were doing it 24/7. What? Well, you grew up bougie too, like in your room. What is that?
Yeah. So, that was definitely kind of perhaps I was destined to eventually do this.
Dude, you're like, yeah, you were like living every young boy's fantasy. Like, I wish I had internet in my room. I'd be jerking it. I mean, not that it didn't stop me. I had a very vivid imagination when I was a teenager living at home. Like, I could get off to anything in my mind.
I mean, I did that before I did get the internet in my room, but then after that, it was like, oh, well, we're just going straight to the internet after this.
Holy shit. Like, were you going on like chat rooms too?
I mean, no,
You,
but wink, wink, yes.
yeah, you're being. I remember like stealing like my mom's credit card once and like getting internet because she said we couldn't have it. And I was just so curious. I was like going into like gay chat rooms and like people like just, I mean, it was hookah culture like back then, but I just didn't understand it. And it was just so like jarring to me. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, you could. People could send you like dick pics, and it would take me a long time because it was dial up. And then I would like try to print them because I was a horny little punk. And I was just like, I would go back to my room and jerk off and watch them. But it's all pixelated on like horrible ink.
Just like trying to remember, it's like, what did that dick actually look like?
No shit. That was so bad. I would keep it under my bed, like in a little secret corner.
I did that too. Yeah, I had a little stash of printed out porn.
Like printer, like it would take like forever. Like it would print, like it'd take like 5 minutes to print one dick pic.
In black and white too.
Yeah, in black and white too. Cause yeah, that's true.
Can't
Although I
waste the
did
color
have,
ink. Yeah,
I know, cause then your mom would be like, "I just bought colored ink like a week ago. Like, why is it all out now?" You're just like, "I don't know."
school projects.
I was jerking off. I was jerking off before high school too, like in before homeroom and shit, like first period. In the
Oh wow,
bathroom.
no, I was too shy to do it, but doing it at school.
Oh no, I would do it at home in the shower before I went to school.
Oh yeah, I was doing it, morning, afternoon, whenever.
Absolutely. Wait, what other cities have you been in that have like a really, have you been to LA?
No, I've not. No, I haven't like traveled as much as I want to. I used to travel a lot. Haven't really been to too many places. I've done like lots of leather runs. So like I'm in Kansas City, Green Bay, Nashville, Chicago. Feel like there's another run that I've been to that I forgot, but yeah, so like that's what I've been doing the past maybe like 5 years has been my travel, is doing leather runs, which is it's fun because you go to like gay campgrounds, which are usually like clothing optional, or they're in hotels, which usually they rent out like two or three ballrooms, and then like sometimes one ballroom is like a dark room with like a movie projector just playing porn, and you can just kind of go in and do what you want to do. But no, I this year's I'm gonna try to do a little more traveling and a little bit more like fun travel, just to, I don't know where though, but
No, that's cool. Yeah, I feel like LA would be, I always encourage people to come out to LA, just try it, give it a try. There's a lot of baiters in LA actually. There's a lot of sides. Like I feel like do you have sides in St. Louis?
It's I mean, like people know what it is. I think people know what it is. I mean, I've
Yeah.
heard people describe themselves that way, and not too many people bat an eye. I think they understand that it's.
Yeah, it was, but it's just really interesting to me. Like within the last year, I would say like that's really been really populated. Like when you go cruising, like people will specifically say like I don't want to fuck. I'm just a total side. Like I just want to like do other stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, that's cool with me. That's absolutely amazing with me. I love doing side stuff. It's like my favorite thing to do. I'm just kidding. Just, I feel like I'm telling you, like this week has been so like unreal. Like I typically feel like my life is unreal, but then this week has been extra like, what are you doing? Like, what is life? Like I gave myself like a social week of like, not a social week. I gave myself like a break off social media for a week. And I was like, literally, like, I wanted to stop everything. I was like, I'm gonna get off Twitter. I'm gonna stop the podcast. Like, I'm gonna just like go. Like, I was having dreams or like having like these feelings of like wanting to move to like some rural area and like just own a farm and
Just
like,
escape.
yeah, and like sell cheese or something. Or like, I wanna do something that has like the least amount of like talking. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Oh, just because you've been like doing it for
Well, I've
so
just like
long.
been so restless. Like I've got this new job and I'm just like continuously like working. Like I don't know, like my weeks are very like stressful to me. And then the weekends I'm just very like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Like I don't want to do anything. Like I just want to like basically like hole up and just like not even like do anything with the world.
I get that. Yeah, you're just like, I mean, like you run out of energy talking to people. Like talking to people takes energy. Like it
Yeah, you know
definitely,
what? It really does. I feel like
or just
everything
being
takes so
around
much
people,
energy.
and like it definitely can be very draining sometimes.
No, you're totally right. You're totally right. And it's just like, why am I like giving my energy to this person when I don't really want to right now? It's just about choices and like trying to like figure out like who has like who has access to like the energies. Do you know?
Yeah, that's been a big evaluation I've been trying to do in the past month or so, is just like who is actually like enriching me, like, or making me more excited to, talk to them, or do I feel like obligated to talk to them, or whatever. Like, how can I, like protect my access to myself? Like, I've being so kind of accessible on social media, like I think sometimes you feel like you need to kind of like protect yourself, like, and like even though it's no fault of the people like in your real like on offline life, it's not their fault that you're putting yourself out there so much, but then you kind of have to be like, well, I give so much to myself over there, I need to kind of protect myself
Yeah,
over
you're
here
totally
a
right.
little bit.
Do you ever feel like, oh, I just maybe also too, like I feel like overexposed. Like
Yes.
I'm,
Oh,
and that,
yes.
and that's why I wouldn't like, sometimes I go private. I'm private right now because I'm just like, I can't, like, it's just too many eyes on me. So I'm just like, okay, let me just like close this off for a minute and like, that was my alternative. I was like, okay, if I'm not gonna completely delete my ex, I can at least go private because I'm just, it's too much right now.
Yeah, just kind of like let it sit, like let it,
Yeah, let it, yeah, just kind of
don't
debrief.
do updates, don't do posts, don't do anything, just kind of let it, like I've done
Yeah.
that before where I just like I don't go private or anything, but I just kind of like may not post for a week or two or something, and then just kind of like I just can't right now. I literally can't.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I mean, I as much as I like to show off, it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, I need a break, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
Although,
oh, like it, you, I like you inherently have to show off if you're like if you're running a Just for Fans or something. You're just kind of like, oh, I kind of have to do this, but then it's also like, oh, but I'm feeling very exposed. But also, that's like the whole point. But also, like, I don't like this kind of exposure where I'm constantly, just not necessarily being scrutinized, but just like.
I know, and then that's the thing too. It's like I don't know. It just has this feeling of like I was having to like keep up with the Joneses, and you're just like, why? Like I just like I don't know. And then I also got like hit up, and someone wanted to collaborate, and I was like, I don't do that anymore. Like I just really show off. Like it's not a big. And then they got really weird with me, like really weird. And I was just like, what? So like I'm not. I don't know. Like it's just like okay.
Please respect my answer.
Right? It is like, okay, and they're just like, I don't know, it's weird. That's what I'm saying. Like the expectation of being naked online comes with like all this other shit. And you're just like, okay, I don't wanna What's that the point?
People expect you to always be on. They expect you to always be like horny. They expect you to always be sexual, always be this, that, or the other thing.
Yeah, I don't
It's
know.
good to
It's so.
take a step back from it every so often.
Like exhausting. It's like no one wants to believe the real you. They just are so convinced that this person online is like who they are in their minds, and just you can't deviate from that. And that's
Right.
stressful to me.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
That,
like I have to. I it's
like, you
like
have to
I'm not.
manufacture like this thing. You're just like, what are you talking about? Like,
Yeah, there. I mean, everyone has different personas that they do in different aspects of their life, and it's like Popper Nate is not, Nathan in real life. Like it's a totally different
I mean, it's like an extension
person.
of who you are.
It is like it's not. It's
Not
definitely
the
an
whole.
aspect, but it's
Yeah.
definitely it's an exaggerated part of one part of me.
Yeah, no, that's true. And it's just like so scary to think that like social media isn't gonna go right. It's not gonna go away anytime soon. Like it's like basically just gonna keep evolving and morphing into like crazy shit. However, have you heard that like a lot of people are returning their Apple? What is it called? The Apple.
Oh,
What is this called?
the VR goggles.
Yeah, they're like returning them.
Yeah. Oh, somebody was just saying that last night, actually, that everyone's returning that.
Stupid Apple. Like, what do they think they're doing? Like, they're like basically like people are complaining of like headaches, and like they can't like tell like reality from like what's like, and then people are like walking around, people are getting jacked for it. I'm like, why would you wear this?
Who's wearing them outside?
Oh my
Like,
God, I've seen like so many TikTok videos of people like just like checking their emails as they're walking, and I'm just like, it's too soon. Like, we're not there yet as a society. Like, we're just still like trying to like keep each other from
that's too
fighting
much. Just
wars. Like,
put your goggles on and watch porn like we're in 10.
I would have been more excited for the fucking flying car. Like, don't give me some fucking Google's glasses. Like, I'm perfectly fine checking my email on my phone, but what I really want is this
A
fucking
flying car. We need
Nissan
a
to
flying
fly.
car. Yes.
Right? We just need roads in the air because it's just like it would beat traffic. Or even one step further, fucking teleportation, man. Like, just give me that shit.
Oh, yes. Let's just. I
I feel
hate.
like teleportation in the future is going to be only for like the rich. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, yeah.
if you can afford a teleportation machine
I
in
mean, the
your
flying
home,
cars will only be for the rich, too, I'm sure.
that's gross to me.
Maybe they'll have flying buses, who knows, for the rest of us.
Maybe the flying buses are like much more efficient.
I mean, they
No,
probably
it's
would
gonna
be.
be.
They'd
I feel
probably
like.
make a flying bus before they make a flying car, because although I guess is a flying bus just an airplane?
This is true. This. Okay, if we get flying cars, then do you think airplanes will become obsolete? No, because I feel like. Now that I think of it, why wouldn't they? Like, if everyone has a flying car, then you could just fly everywhere.
They'd probably be like trains where like passenger trains went out of style, but they still have freight trains. So
That's
I guess
true. They would
still.
have they were then airplanes would be considered for like the low class. Like
But you have to
you
slum it
get
on an
if
airplane.
yeah, like if you're a slum, like you're riding coach on a plane, yeah. And only rich people would be able to be like, oh, you actually fly on a plane. Ew.
Ew. And they'd be like,
That's so elitist.
you fly first class on an airplane. Disgusting.
Yeah, I know, like you filthy peasant. Like, what's wrong with you? But that's so weird and so fucked up to think like as we continue and further as humankind, like we only become more elitist. Ew.
Gotta love it.
No, I'm like, I probably won't. I'm happy that I won't stick around to watch all that shit. Like, I'm just like, it's just too much.
We'll probably have them right after we
Although,
die. 100 years from now, we'll be dead.
I was talking to a friend and we're just like, yo, wouldn't it be cool if we just like froze ourselves? And like woke up like 1,000 years later. I'd be like, no, that's fucking terrifying. Like, are you fucking
Yeah,
kidding me? Well, you wake up and the world's completely changed. Like, no. I don't, everyone you know is gone. Like, life as you knew it has completely moved on. Like,
what do you do?
what if you like wake up in like a horrible existence? Like, what if it's fucking like Mad Max?
You're taking a gamble that you're going to wake up in like a Star Trek future, because that's the future to wake up in, because
That's true. And then also you're taking a gamble even waking up conscious. Like, what if you like de-thawed your ass and like you've just like,
didn't make it through the desol, like through the like de what? Fucking thawing process. Do you
Yeah.
know what I'm
They
saying? Yeah.
can just rescue your head and then you're in a Futurama
I'm thinking like 1,000 years in the future, like maybe we'd have robots already. So they'll just transfer your consciousness into a machine. So then it's like fucking the Matrix and shit.
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind being
Although I
transferred into
feel
a robot body.
like humans are too dumb. Like we're never gonna get it. Like we'll never become the Matrix. We're too stupid.
We'd probably get it and then fuck it up somehow.
Exactly. Like, oh, what if we did this other thing with it? It's like, no, that's not what it was designed for,
Oh, we
asshole.
went too
Like,
far. World's destroyed.
yeah,
Sorry.
exactly.
Try it
Fuck.
again.
Imagine what like space travel will be like then. That's the real shit kicker, man. We should be teleporting to like different planets and stuff.
Would love that. I used to want to be an astronaut when I was a kid.
No way, really? What
Yeah.
made you want to be an astronaut?
I just loved space. Like I just like I mean I also go back to Star Trek. I grew up watching Star Trek, so I was like, oh, if I can't live on the Enterprise, at least I can be an astronaut and live on the space shuttle. Like
And then what changed?
I learned that you have to be really good at math to be an astronaut, and it just was never my strong suit.
I fucking hate math,
Yeah,
dude.
I was never like especially bad at it. I just didn't like it. So just like, well,
What? Yeah, it depends. I actually like math. I like algebra. Algebra is cool. Because algebra, you have like formulas and you basically just plug in formulas. The
I
one I
hated
never got
algebra.
was geometry. Geometry was all angles and shit. I was like, no, like
I love geometry and I hated algebra.
like degrees and stuff. Like, no, this is like way
It
too
just
hard
makes
for me.
sense. You can just think, you can just see it, and it's there. It's very visual geometry.
No, I just remember like having like these things like PEMDAS. Do you know
Oh
what
yeah.
PEMDAS means? Yeah,
I've
PEMDAS.
not thought about that in
I was
20
watching,
years.
I think I was on Instagram and someone was just like, oh, figure out the solution to this problem. And it was like PEMDAS, and like all the comments were like the incorrect answer. There was like a
Everyone
debate,
got
which is.
like five different answers because that no one knew how to do
No,
the correct
it was only two
order.
answers. Yeah, it was only two answers that people were like debating over it. But I was just like, God, people are like math or something. Although the one thing that there was a new account that I started following, and it's this chick, and all she does is Excel tips. And it's like the best Instagram account I followed in a really long time. Because I was just like, I want to get so much better at Excel.
Well, like, do you use Excel a lot?
I don't use it a lot, but I want to do it more now because she like teaches you really easy like formulas on Excel, and she makes it really fun to learn. And I'm just like, oh, that's really nice. This is also another girl. She like does she teaches math and she teaches fractions, but she does it as for visual learners. So she'll like draw out a pie. Like she'll shade out like, and I was like, oh, this is so helpful.
Oh, there's a oh, there's a. There's a drag queen that like explains math terms in drag, and
What?
I come across her every so often on Instagram. I do not remember her name, but like she's like
That's
in
really
full
cool.
drag and like very beautiful and like explaining like very high level math. So
Like fucking
it's like I'm watching and it's
calculus,
like
trig.
yeah like cal yeah calculus and the, and theoretical math stuff, but I'm just like oh wow I don't know what the fuck she's saying, but I'm impressed.
That is impressive. Oh, the thing about math though too, what I find impressive is that you need to learn math to like fly an airplane. Like you need to be really good at math to like
Yes.
flying
Yeah.
planes wouldn't exist if math hadn't existed. That's bizarre
They
to me.
should at least know geometry too.
Ugh, geometry. Geometry's bad though. I don't know. I used to have a lot of shame about being a visual learner, but not anymore. Are you a visual learner?
I think I'm a visual learner. It definitely I can read and retain, but like visual is much easier to picture. Like I'm a much visual person. I mean, I also studied art history, so it's that's definitely nothing but looking at pictures and making the
That's
picture
true.
make sense.
Yeah. But it's I find it so fascinating how like some people are good at other things that are not. You know what I'm saying? Like some people are good at like analytics and like some people are better at like I don't know, it's just so bizarre how like There's different ways of like learning the same thing.
Yeah,
Like
it's just like,
doing this one, like completing the project, people can do it so many different ways. I don't know.
or they can just like hear somebody explain something once and then they just
Yeah,
like retain it. And I'm just like, oh, no, I don't, I can you, I'm gonna
that's
need
not
you to
me.
write that down so I can read it,
Or I'm gonna need you to show me how this is done in order for me to like
yeah,
really
let
comprehend.
walk me through it physically, please.
I don't know, it's kind of the same way about feel about masturbation. I'm like, just can you just do this for me? Can you just show me how this is done? And then that's when you get to see people naked and like having fun.
I mean, that's like, that's half the fun of masturbation is getting hands on, right?
Yeah, I feel like now I'm just like really upset. Also, that's why too, maybe that's why I was having like a really bad week, because I feel like none of my bait bros were like online. Like I wasn't getting as many dick pics as I usually get during the week. I'm just like, what
Oh.
is happening? Like, are people just like not sending me dick pics? Or like,
Everyone took a break.
are like people genuinely busy? Like I started getting offended. I was like, fuck this. You guys aren't my real bros. I haven't seen your dick in 2 days. I try not to take it personal.
Yeah, I mean, were you sending them dick pics too?
I sent everybody dick pics.
Okay, good.
You want to play a game?
Sure, I love games.
Me too. Let's play a game of Goon or God. Do you know this game?
I think I listened to the last few one of the last few episodes you did.
Okay, perfect. For the people that don't know and are barely listened to this first episode of the Bait Escape, which you fucking shouldn't. You should go back and listen to all the episodes because they're all fucking amazing. And then come back to this one. We're gonna play a game of Goon or God. And I'm gonna list off some random shit that I'd be like find interesting in my life. And then you're gonna goon for it, meaning you love it, or it's gonna be gone and you're gonna get tossed
Good
out
or
of the game.
gone. Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna come up with like a theme music I can play when I edit. Do 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 do. Goon or God.
Very like 70s like match game.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number one, popper caps. Do you know what I'm
Goon.
talking
Yes, I
What? Really? I always feel like, okay, show
wait,
me the.
popper caps or popper like sniffer caps?
Yeah, those.
The nozzles.
Yeah.
I love the nozzles.
Does those really work for you?
I've got the super sniffer. I've got like four
Wait,
of them
can you show
now.
me which one do you have? Do you have with you readily available?
Okay, hold on a second.
Because I just feel like the last time I had one, like I think the problem was like it wasn't letting air into the actual bottle, and so like I could never really get a hit. That makes sense.
So like these
I
is what
didn't
you're
have
talking about,
the
right?
yes, I'm talking about those, but those I did not have. Maybe I need to get one of those.
Get some of these, the supersnipper.com. No, I love them.
Come
They like actually so I do use poppers every so often, shocking,
on.
but
Yeah.
sometimes I would get nosebleeds.
Oh, why?
Just from like the air, like breathing in through them, like dries your nose out, which causes the nosebleed. But like after I started using this, I don't get nosebleeds at all anymore. And
How do you keep it from not spilling?
it does it like has its own, it like seals. It's got its own threads inside. And it, oop, that's the wrong size. And it's got a button, so it's spill proof.
Holy shit, how much are those things?
I think this one is like 40. I mean, it's worth the price.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So you say goon.
That's a goon, yes.
I'll probably say goon because I feel like I need to pick one of those up. So I'll come back to that once I like give that one a trial.
Yeah.
A
Oh,
trial run. Okay, number two, nipples. I goon for
I love
nipples.
nipples. I always play
Yeah.
with my nipples all the time. Yeah.
Me
Goon, goon,
too.
goon, goon.
Although I recently got my nipples pierced and like the nipple on my left nipple is like acting up. Like it's like taking forever to heal.
Oh, I've heard everyone I know that has their nipples pierced, like it always seems like a 50-50. Sometimes they work the first time, sometimes they have to take them out and heal and then get them again. And
That's what I don't want to do. I'm
yeah.
dreading having to do that.
But like my boyfriend, he had his nipples pierced for like, God, I don't know, probably like over 20 years. And then just they suddenly decided to not work anymore, and he had to take them out recently. So
That's so
like,
weird.
yeah, it's just it seems like it's just a crapshoot for whether or not people's nipples
Well,
take
I
to the
think,
seat or not.
well, like when I think about it now, I think one of the reasons why this one's tripping was because when I went to get pierced, I think I had an apprentice to this nipple. And then the after, because it this hurt so bad. I think she did a really bad job on it. And then I remember the professional piercer who was there watching was like, I'm gonna go ahead and do the other nipple. And I just wish I wish I had heard had done the same nipple because the one that she did is completely fine.
Yeah, that would probably be not something you want to hear. It's like, oh, I'm gonna do the other one. You fucked up.
Yeah, and I was just like, wait, what is happening? And I was just like, okay, well, too late because she did it. I fucking suffered through it. But I goon for nipples.
Yes, goon nipple.
Okay, number three, Pringles.
Goon, I love Pringles. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
What's your
Yeah.
favorite flavor of Pringles?
I do love sour cream and onion.
Those are good.
That's usually my go-to Pringles flavor. And you gotta, get all the way, gotta get that fisting fist to get all the way in the bottom.
Well, usually just like
Oh, you! Oh, I never thought about doing that.
yeah.
I just drive right in.
You just get in there with your because my
Just
hand's
go
too
right over there.
big. See that? It's so
Oh,
big.
no! I've apparently been told I have starter fisting wrist. It just goes right on in, apparently. Never done it, but if I ever do, I'm a good. I'm the first person to do it for the night because I can loosen you up, I guess.
Fuck, that's a happy bottom. Wait, if
Yeah.
you weren't, if you didn't. If you had a okay, so like let's say you go to the 7-Eleven and they don't have Pringles, what's your next chip?
Oh, next potato. Oh, God, next potato chip. I don't know. I have not like bought potato chips in a while because like
Do you like a
I buy
good Dorito?
them, then I eat them, and then I like eat the whole bag, and
Are
then
you a Dorito or a Cheeto kind of guy? Oh yeah, definitely. I eat so many. Yeah, if I buy chips, I go for it.
Do I want Doritos or Cheetos? I would pick Doritos over Cheetos. And then I would pick Cool Ranch Doritos.
The Cool Ranch is good. My favorite is spicy chili. It's in the purple bag.
Ooh, that sounds
You should
good.
try it out. It's really good. Okay, we goon for Pringles. Yeah, Pringles are good. Okay, number four, sushi. Do you like sushi?
Yes. Oh, Goon. Yes. I love sushi. Oh,
Me
my God.
too. I was with do you know Brother Bader?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
so
think we follow
we
each other.
kind of
We
live
talk.
close
Yeah.
to we kind of live close to each other, and I was just like, hey, like meet me downtown. I gotta do an errand till we It was last weekend. And I was like, let's go get sushi. We wanted to get like revolving sushi. I love when it's just like on the belt and you kind of like pick and
Oh, that's
choose.
fun. I've never been to one like that before.
Yeah, but the location that we had there was just like, oh yeah, we want a seat for two. And they're just like, sure, that'll be like an hour and 45 minute. We went like on a Sunday and I was like, fuck this. So we ended up going to like a regular sushi place, but it wasn't that great of a sushi, unfortunately. I hate it. Bad sushi is not good.
No, it has to be good. Like, there's this restaurant a little bit close to where I live, and like my partner and I go every so often. We get like the sushi boat.
Yeah.
It arrives in like the full boat with like the mast and the sails and everything, and takes all the thought out. We don't have to worry about what we're ordering. It's like, just give us the sushi boat, please.
That's so festive.
Yeah.
I usually just tend to take to I tend I tend to stick to like shrimp, tuna, salmon, all like the delicious
Yeah.
fatty
I
fishes.
think the craziest one is like a spider roll. I think that's eel. That's about as the craziest I get with sushi, but
Sushi. Well, that's a good way. That's a good place to be. All right, so we goon for the sush.
going into sushi.
Okay, next. Okay, so it's like one, two. We have four goons so far. Landy strip for a bush.
Gone.
Really?
Yeah, I
I
like
feel
a
like
full.
every. I like a full bush too. I feel like every time I see a landing strip on a guy, I'm just like, he's so slutty. Like, also too, when they have like, it's a combination. Like, if they have like this Speedo tan, you know, where they're like all tan, but that part of their body is like their ass and their like crotch is like really white.
Oh, I mean, I do like a tan line. Like tan lines are hot.
Yeah,
I don't know about a landing strip or any type of
like a star.
manscaped shaped.
A star. A
Maybe if it was
bedazzled
something.
bush.
Well, okay, if we're bedazzling it, maybe I might be convinced if we're bedazzling it.
I once gave myself a landing strip and I was like, oh, I kind of like this. But it just, I don't know, it looks cleaner when you don't have like a belly because it's just like flat against your abs. Whereas like I have like a little shelf because of my belly and I'm just like, oh, it doesn't look as
As
whatever.
like clean or
As like smooth, like just like against a flat surface.
well, I guess if it's a landing strip, it needs to have the flat surface to land the plane on, right?
Right, yeah. If it was my if I was my body, it'd be crashing up against like a wall, like a fucking
It would do that on mine too. Maybe that's why I don't never try
that
it
is my. All right, so I goon for a landing strip, but you don't.
Yeah, I
Okay.
gone. Gone.
Okay, next, retinol. Do you use retinol?
Oh, like for face? I do
It's
not
like,
use that.
okay. What's your
I just
face? What's your face cleanse routine?
use like a face cleanser and then moisturize afterwards.
Very good. At least you
Just
do that. At least you do that. Most people don't even do that.
No,
I
I
just
was
actually.
actually Mm.
My co couple of coworkers came back from Korea and they brought like a couple of masks back home and I tried to wear it, but like it was, you know, Korean faces are
Oh,
like
so
this
it's
big.
covers
So like
your
it only covered this part of my face. But I was like, ooh, I'll just like spread off this stuff around. It felt good. Okay, so wait, do we goon for that? We goon for retinol.
that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mind it. Not
Okay,
opposed to
next.
it.
Next one, a fart porn.
Gone. Gone.
Please tell me why.
It's just it like I see some of it coming in from like the loser baiter porn that I don't necessarily follow any of that, but it gets retweeted on my feed a lot, so I get it, and I'm not into the loser baiter stuff. And like the fart stuff always seems to come hand in hand, no pun intended, with the loser baiter stuff. So I was like, and like every so often I get like people messaging me like in a Zoom room, and it's like, can you like walk up to your camera and just like fart on the camera? And I'm just like, A, you're not getting a free show, and B, don't want to do that.
You got a tip for that extra shit.
You got to tip extra, much extra for that.
It's
But no,
true.
that's a gone for me.
I feel like I want to say, well, I guess it's different though, because it's like there's a difference between a fart and a queef, right? Because a fart is like dirty air, whereas a queef is just like air, trapped air, right? So like you know those porn where like a guy's getting railed, and like the guy will pull out, and then the butt will just like queef.
Oh, okay.
That's hot to me.
That's hot. That's hot. Yeah, that's what
Like
we're talking
just
about. That's hot.
hearing that noise, yeah.
Yeah, because you know, it's like, oh,
But
that guy really
yeah,
got
that
it.
yeah, that guy's getting it really good until
Yeah.
like he has all this trapped air inside of his butthole. But I can tell what you're talking about with like fart porn, where it's just like, oh, you dirty nasty faggot, like eat my farts, and then
Yeah.
someone like
Okay,
farts in your face.
if we're talking about trapped air while being fucked, then that's a goon. I like that.
Okay,
Yeah.
so we good for queefied, we gone
Yes.
for farts.
Doing for queen.
I love a
Brand
good
new
queef.
sentence. Brand new sentence right there.
We good for queefs? Okay, I love that shit. All right, next and last one, phone calls. Gone,
Gone.
man.
Oh,
Yeah.
God, no. Absolutely not.
I just had a
No.
friend yesterday, the other day, like he asked me a question and I was asleep and the next morning I was like, what's up? Talk to me. He's like, oh, do you have a few minutes to get on a phone call? I was like, absolutely not. Like,
No,
no,
no.
I'm not
It's
talking to you
quicker
on
to
the
just
phone.
text me. No.
You can text me. You can even leave me a voice note, but I am not physically getting on the phone and speaking. Like, it's so bizarre to me. It's not
Nope,
okay.
nope.
Yeah. Don't ever
I
call
don't know what it
anybody.
is. I don't know what it is because it's like.
Like
Just
you call your
continue
grandmother, like even my grandmother, I'll just be like, girl, just text me. No, phone calls.
Yeah.
There's so many different avenues of like communication. Like the phone calls should either be the very last of your list or just fucking obsolete at this point.
Especially because it's like, it's one of those things that's like, because there are so many other avenues, when you do get a phone call, you always think it's like, oh shit, this is bad news.
Right? Yes, you're so right. Inevitably, like no one's gonna call you for like good news. Like everyone's gonna call you because they need to get in contact with you for something really shitty.
Right. So it's just like, I'd rather just not have you talk to me. I would prefer to read bad news than hear bad news, actually, just because I could
You know what? You're
read
totally
it.
right. Because you know why? Because when you're reading bad news, you have that time to process it on your own. Because I
Yeah.
feel like when you're on the phone and someone gives you bad news, like you kind of have to like, I don't know. I
You have
feel
to
like
react.
that. Yeah, you have to react because they're waiting for you to react, and
Yeah.
you're just like, but I don't want to pretend my reaction because what if it's bad news isn't as bad to me that it is to them? So in my private, if I read bad news, I could just like roll my eyes and be like, okay, this is whatever. But like if I'm on the phone, then I got to be like, oh my God, that's horrible.
Right. Yeah. Then you have to like act a little bit, and it's
Yeah, you have to
like,
like feign this like horrible thing that's happening. You're just like, bro, I'm just trying to masturbate. Like, I'll give you a call later. Don't
what's
try to
even worse
fuck
than they
with
call
me.
when you're masturbating too?
Oh, I deny everything. If I answer your call or pick up your text while I'm masturbating, I love you because I don't do that for just anybody. I
Somebody
don't do
better be
that for
dead.
any exactly. Like, just it goes straight to voicemail. Like, I'm not
Yeah.
even bothering at this point.
Lock the phone outside the bait room at that point. No
Okay, so
distractions.
we got like two gons, I think. Well, two gons for you, one for me. That's pretty good. Yeah, I think we did a really great job.
We're in sync.
Like NSYNC. I'm team NSYNC. Are you team NSYNC? Although Jessica can suck it.
Yeah, he's kind of fell off a little bit. I
Yeah.
was always team Backstreet Boys as
Ooh.
a, because I thought they were hotter. That was kind of the only reason.
Well, it made them hotter.
I don't know. Like I just thought I always had a crush on the one of the, I forget what his name, Brian, I think. Like I think it was the blonde, not Nick, but the other blonde one.
Oh yeah, there's a little shorty blonde one.
Yeah, they just seemed a little bit edgier, a little bit. Not quite bad boy, obviously, because they're
They were
but
more like pervy older brothers.
maybe that's it. Sure, that's it.
I'm
I should have
so sorry.
known with that.
You always like catch it on in retrospect.
Yeah, we're finding deep truths here on the Bait Escape.
Hey, thanks so much for like hanging out and like talking to me about like dumb stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Wait, where can people find more stuff about you? Like sh shout out your like socials and like any cool stuff that you're doing.
I'm everywhere. I'm on Twitter, Just for Fans, and Instagram at Proper Nate. I don't necessarily have any big projects coming up. I'm, just baiting and gooning the days away and enjoying every minute of it. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, definitely go follow Popper Nate stuff. It is not safe at work because he does like to show off. And you'll get like a bunch of like beater gooner stuff.
Yeah, I
That's
do
the
love
way you were just like smiling, and I was just
oh, you creep.
like all right, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of the Bait Escape Podcast with my guest Popper Nate. Go follow his sexy stuff, masturbate to it. And we're going to see you on the next episode. Bye, y'all. Hey, what's up? It's me, Beastly. Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode of the Bait Escape Podcast. I love producing these shows. I love talking to other masturbators about masturbation. And I just love talking to other people about sex in general. If you love this episode, make sure that you like, follow, subscribe, and that you're sharing. Probably the most important thing that you can do for this podcast is to share it. Share it with everyone you know. Share it with that solo sexual masturbator, baiter, gooner in your life. Let them know that they're not alone in their solo sexuality. And again, I thank you always so much for your continued support with this podcast. Love ya.